The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4FM.
All right, there's lots of speculation mounting now, of course, in relation to this particular presidential race, which is going to happen in the next month or two. Sean Gallagher has been suggested, of course, Sean, that was in the last presidential race back in 2011. I'm sure we all remember Tweetgate. There's a suggestion Sean may be back in the race again. Also, as we know, Gavin Duffy is in there, already out there canvassing the local councils. Senator Joan Freeman from Pieta House. And, of course, the artist Kevin Sharkey out there. But the latest to put her name in the ring, so to speak, is Gemma O'Doherty. Good afternoon to you, Gemma. How are you?
Good afternoon, Niall. Great to be on the show.
Good, good. Gemma, I mean, most people will be very familiar from social media, particularly, I suppose, the Mary Boyle disappearance story. I suppose, you know, you were quite outspoken in relation to that. And a lot of people remember you from that as well. And, of course, your own newspaper columns as well. But what is it that makes you want to do this? People will say, well, Gemma, if you really have a lot to say and you want to do a lot to change your country, surely getting into, you know, the Dáil would be a better suggestion to do that.
Well, it would if the Dáil was working on behalf of the public, but I believe the Dáil in its current form is dysfunctional and is not serving the public interest. I mean, there's certainly great public representatives in there, Niall, who are really standing up for the appalling, disrespect that's going on for the citizens of our country. But they're in a small minority, and unfortunately, the two main political parties, are still hold the balance of power, and it's the same old, and we keep repeating the same mistakes of the past.
Yes, we don't seem to hear the opposing views like we would have maybe 20, 30 years ago. I mean, we just don't get that anymore. Everybody's just agreeing with everybody in there, and it seems against the people, and I understand that, and many people feel that frustration that you're feeling as well. Now, I know in the past, of course, we have agreed and disagreed on many things, Gemma, and you're very outspoken, but surely being a president would silence you in some way, would it not?
Well, I mean, in my work as a journalist in the Irish Independent, I was silenced, and I was exposing some very serious corruption at the time, Garda corruption.
And the penalty points at the time as well. I remember that.
Supporting Maurice McCabe. I was the first journalist effectively to support Maurice. And I lost my 17-year career with the Irish Independent because of that. I'm known as being somebody who probably will not be silenced. I'm not frightened of the elites that run
but
Ireland.
Does Bunrach na hÉireann not force you or compel you to be silent in some sense? Now, when I say silent, obviously you won't be silenced altogether, but, to have any kind of opinions on matters of public interest.
Well, absolutely not. I mean, Article 13 of Bunrach na hÉireann very clearly states that the President may address a message to the nation at any time when he or she believes that this is a matter of national or public importance. All of the previous presidencies have had particular themes. We've seen the diaspora, etc. You know, my theme would be anti-corruption. It would be putting the focus on people who are losing their homes, people who've been denied the right to justice by the Gardaí. I don't think
we've seen in the past, going back 2 years ago, I remember, a lot of people had an opinion on Michael D. Higgins signing the water bill, which he signed at the time. It was just after Stephen's Day, actually, from what I remember. And a lot of people were saying, oh, he shouldn't sign it. But the argument at the time was, and I remember speaking about it, he didn't have a choice. As a president, he must sign it unless he believes it's unconstitutional. And then it'll go to the Council of State anyway. So the argument was that he was reasonably powerless. Even though he may have had an opinion on it, he was powerless to do anything about it.
Well, I don't, a lot of people say they don't, maybe we shouldn't criticise Michael D. Higgins, our current president. I mean, I feel that the president could have been a lot more outspoken.
Yes, he was silent. Don't be afraid to say it, Gemma. He didn't do an awful lot in the last 7 years.
No, well, I think that is the general feeling. And, the president should set the theme really for how we want to run our democracy, and he or she should be the defender of the Constitution and the rights enshrined in the Constitution on behalf of citizens. The President must be on the side of citizens, not the government.
I mean, if somebody said to me who was the best President of Ireland, I'm probably going to say Mary Robinson, right? But maybe that's just my view on whatever decisions or whatever her views were in life. If I asked you who the best President you believe, or do you believe we've ever had a good President in this country?
Well, I believe that generally none of them have really pushed out the boundaries of the presidency, and none of them have really inspired me, and I'm sorry to say that, but I don't want to keep looking back. I mean, goodness knows, you know, if we keep looking back on our history, especially our recent history, we have to start looking forward now and saying, you know, we keep repeating the same mistakes in this country. We have people as we speak, and you're sick of hearing it on your show, I'm sure, now, you know, on trolleys, you know, wandering around the streets with their children, wondering where they're going to sleep tonight. These are the issues that concern me, not, you know, how great or awful our previous presidents were. And, you know, I want
to... And I know those issues get lots of coverage. And not only today in the show, we were talking about Regina Doherty's suggestion to increase taxes or PRSI to pay for the welfare bill. And the workers of this country who are maybe earning just the middle income workers, who are just earning, you know, 35 to 50 grand a year, they want someone to speak for them too. And I know you want to speak for those who don't have a home and maybe are walking the streets, as you say. But people, you know, it's trying to be the voice for everybody at the same time is going to be the difficult part. That's the balancing act, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't think so, because I think there's a very, very tiny elite in this country who are doing well. And the vast majority of people are very, very worried. I mean, the so-called middle classes are worried that their children, who maybe in their 20s or 30s, are never going to be able to afford a home of their own. Many of the middle class are having to rear their grandchildren because their children cannot afford decent childcare. You know, so I have a theme, you know, at the moment that I believe is part of the problem with Ireland. There's a lot of keeping up appearances and the sort of Mrs. Bouquet syndrome going on among the professional classes, that everything is fine. They look at property prices going through the roof yet again, and they look at the chaos, just the general chaos that exists in society. They look at their jobs. They wonder, are their jobs secure? I know that doctors, nurses, teachers are very worried about their futures. So, you know, maybe we need to get rid of some of the pretense on that and say that an awful lot of citizens, be they on the margins or be they in the mainstream of society, are very worried about our country. And the other thing I want to say, Niall, is that we were a very compassionate nation through the generations. We've been known internationally for being compassionate. And I think we have lost our compassion. And I think the government is showing a lack of compassion and care for its citizens. I know...
Oh, yeah, but very quickly, because I'm really stuck for time, Gem, and I don't mean to rush you, right? But you are aware, of course, that coming up to this presidential race, as they call it, up towards October, that they're similar to the last time round. You know, I'm not suggesting skeletons in the closet, but certainly your views on many different things will be dragged out into the open. Are you prepared for that?
Well, you know, my views are my views. I'd love for you to, you know, ask me, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I was reading on social media today, and I don't know how much of this is true, because I haven't really, and I'll be honest with you, followed your career as extensively as some of the trolls that will be on social media. But, like, people talk about the fact that you're pro-life. This is what they say. You can argue and tell me if you're not or aren't or not. I'm just reading some of the stuff on Twitter. You're anti-vaccination. And these kind of things will be dragged up, of course, and it'll make the front of some newspaper, as it did in the last presidential race.
I'm very happy to set the record straight.
Okay, well, let's set the record straight. Are you anti-vaccination?
I am certainly not anti-vaccination. My job, as it is yours, Niall, as a journalist up until now, has been to ask questions. I grew up in a chemist shop. My father was a pharmacist, and he would challenge doctors who were doling out tranquilizers to people. He challenged, you know, the use of drugs when they were not necessary. And I was reared in this environment where you have to question every single drug that you put into your system.
Absolutely. Get your information and make sure you have it right. The question I'd ask you is then, would you encourage, because it is a big conversation course at the moment, would you encourage every adult out there to have their teenage daughter and teenage boy, if that comes on stream very shortly, to have their child get the HPV vaccine?
Well, what I am saying in relation to the HPV vaccine is that the concerns of parents who say their children have been injured by this vaccine must be listened to. My job.
That's not an answer to the question, Gemma.
Well, no, but I'm sorry, but it is. It is an answer if you let me finish. And I do want to finish this point. Our job is to hear both sides, not to take sides, to hear both sides.
Well, we're not taking sides if we're taking scientific facts into consideration.
You want me to say, should every parent have their child vaccinated? Are these parents who say their children have been injured by the vaccine, are they lying?
Well, not the suggestion is that they're not. It's not that they're lying, but they're misinformed. That's the suggestion by the state, isn't it?
Something else caused the injury. I don't know, but I don't think there's a lot of parents out there around the world, not only in Ireland, who are saying something went wrong after my child got this. And, you know, the HSE is pushing.
Well, the HSE called them terrorists at one stage.
Well, I mean, it's shocking. These are parents of children, and they must all... Okay. I want a presidency where all voices are heard, not just one side of the debate, both sides must
okay,
be
very
heard.
Finally, just to let you give you the right reply in relation to the, because I only got 40 seconds, in relation to the pro-life, are you pro-life?
I'm, look, as far as abortion, I have never discussed my views publicly on abortion because, again, in journalism, especially in the face of very sensitive referendums, it is wrong as a journalist to come out and take a side. It's just wrong. It's not done in professional journalism. It's just not. Now,
but you're not a journalist now. You're going to be a presidential candidate.
I'm not a journalist now. I'm not a journalist
now. You have a different hat on you, so to speak.
Serious empathy for both sides of the debate. I have serious empathy. I would never, ever criticise a woman who has chosen to have an abortion. I would never do it. But I would also never castigate somebody who said to me that abortion isn't the right thing for me. So this is the society that I want to develop and nurture. We have to stop fighting over abortion. Abortion will be legalised. It will be a right in Irish law. There's no question about that. The people have voted overwhelmingly on it, Niall.
Okay, well, listen, I have to wrap it up. I'm way over time. Gemma, I'm sure we will get to talk again over the coming month or two. And I wish you the best of luck going forward,
of course,
in getting your nominations. All right, there you go. Gemma O'Doherty, who's now going to be running for presidency, along with many others too. Gavin Duffy's going to be in there. Senator Joan Freeman, Kevin Sharkey's suggestion also as well that Sean Gallagher might be back in the race as well.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Real people.
Real opinions.
Real talk radio.
4FM.